We rolling. Episode 14, Snoopy Norton. Why put an active and present daddy on child support? Why put a man that's doing his job, taking care of his child, even if y'all not together, if y'all together, why put an active and present daddy on child support? That's what we talking about tonight. I already got comments coming in. I got Kells versus Kelly on Instagram say, is business. There isn't a need if he active. It's business. Ain't a need to if you active. Exactly. I'm gonna go back to this comment on Facebook. She said, if he don't marry you, put him on child support immediately. Immediately. No questions asked, don't pass go. Put him on child support if he ain't marry you. I'm 100% against that. Why do you get to choose to put this man on child support immediately because he not marrying you? Why he can't put you on child support? How would you feel if the tables were turned? If you ain't marrying me, I need to immediately put the woman on child support. I'm trying to understand the logic of just because he not marrying you, you automatically immediately put this man on child support. Sienna on Facebook said, if a child father is present and doing what he needs to do as a father, then no need to. Plus, y'all could co-parent. Excuse me, y'all. I agree with that statement. What we got on Instagram, Kel said, however, you go in collections if you don't pay your bills, right? Same difference. We're not going to treat a child like a business arrangement. Ashley Bolden on Instagram say, same day they born, because if you active, you should be active, whether it's coming out of your check or out of hand to hand. You ain't even giving a man a chance to be active. You say if he ain't married you, put him on child support immediately. You ain't even give him a chance to be active. You ain't give him a chance to pay nothing. You ain't give him a chance to do nothing but not marry you. And then that automatically, that's grounds for you to put him on child support. Kells versus Kelly say they have some hurt daddies. I bet you a few would. Yeah, men should. Child support shouldn't just be, when you hear child support, you automatically think the man on child support. That's crazy. As if we don't have men who taking care of their children majority of the time, or the main parent. You rarely hear about a woman being on child support. We already know the system set up for men to be on child support. A woman could go in there. She don't even have to have your nothing with you. Ain't got to show up. She got your social security and she take it to the court. You going on child support, my boy. You ain't even going to know nothing about it. You ain't going to know nothing about it. But back to what Ashley Bolden said, if he ain't married you, you put him on child support immediately. What? Do you play any role in this? It's like you blaming a man because you got pregnant and he didn't marry you, so now you putting him on child support. But you got pregnant yourself and you're not marrying a man. So what make you obsolete from this equation? Why he the only one to get his checks going and not yours? Kells versus Kelly on Instagram said, no, they be hurt because she moved on just like females. All right, so that's another thing we get into. So I posed this question in a group thread of mine. I got a bunch of cousins, and we all in a group thread. So I posed the question in a group thread. And they gave me a bunch of different reasons why somebody would put a man on child support. Some was good, some had good ideas, some wasn't so good. Some had good reasons. Most of them, I ain't like their reasons. But I'm going to go through the reasons one-on-one. So one of them was bitterness. Like Kells versus Kelly just said on Instagram, they be hurt because girls move on. But they ain't getting the girls on child support. It's very few men that got women on child support. It's very few women that's on child support. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. Y'all could Google it. But I'm pretty sure the number is overwhelmingly men paying child support. But women be bitter. The man, just like Ashley said on Facebook, he didn't marry her. He went off and got with another woman, had another baby, in a relationship with that woman. Now you bitter and you want to put the man on child support. The child ain't even born yet. As soon as the child born, like she said, as soon as the child born, you put him on child support. You ain't give him a chance to be active. You ain't give him a chance to show you that he going to step up and take care of what he's supposed to step up and take care of. I got somebody requesting to come in. Let me see. Who is this? Already. Kel said, because they may not have the means, but I'm telling you, it's out there. I'm not saying it's out there. I know it's out there. I'm just saying, majority of the time, you're going to find the men on child support. All right, who we calling? What's up? What we talking about?
What's up?
So you join in. What you got to say? What's your take on this?
My partake is those that women that want to put their kids' father on child support because they don't want to be with them is wrong. Mm-hmm. But then you have some women out here who generally have legit excuses and reasons to put their kids on child support. Me, as of one, I put my son's father on child support after he proven to me after 1 year that he was not going to do right.
So
and
after
he knows this, and he knew this. I told him to his face.
You gave him an opportunity to step up,
yes,
take care of things, and a whole year went by and you wasn't satisfied with what he was doing.
Still wasn't satisfied.
So explain, so what does that entail?
That means you're not getting your son when you should get your son. You're not contributing to his financial. You're not here for him emotionally. You're not here for him mentally. You just pretty much absent.
So this just sounds like all around deadbeat.
Pretty much.
So if you're all
fast forward. Here we are. Child is now of age to speak and articulate what he needs from his father.
Right.
Now the dynamics have shifted. He has now partially stepped up. But that's because he has a woman in his life. And no bashing to her, because she has done exceptionally well, because now he's starting to do a little bit more.
So she probably put in his head and in his ear, like, you need to take care of your child. You need to do
that.
That's a lot of situations.
I co-parent better with her than I do with him.
That's a lot of situations where the man don't do what he's supposed to do, and then they get with a woman and find out that he got a child and he's not doing what he's supposed to do. And they say, hey, you need to be present in your child life. We need to go get this child. We need to set up visitation. We need to see, women are more structured.
And so structured. As far as all the business, he probably portrays some type of, oh, she bitter, she mad, she this and that. No, sweetheart, that has never been in my heart.
So you was never bitter at all. No bitterness whatsoever. We being 100% honest. Bitter was never 0% of the equation.
No, you know why? Because we had our chance. We had our time. It just didn't work out. It just didn't work.
I feel you.
It just didn't work.
So I'm with you on that. Let me, if you a deadbeat dad, if you're not doing your job, if somebody got to push you to do what you're supposed to do, I'm all for child support.
And then
a non-present parent.
And for those that say, oh, well, these mothers not on child support, that's because you choose not to put your kid's mother on child support. And then as far as the misconception, oh, all the mother has to do is give the name and the social security number. No, that's not how that process even works, not even in the state of Texas.
Let's break it down. Hold on one second. For the record, I don't have no, I'm married. I had my children after I got married. Have no outside children. So I'm not aware of the process of putting somebody on child support. But it's always been word of mouth that all the woman got to do is get your Social Security and go down there and file you and put you on child support. So if that's not the case, correct us and let us know the process.
And this is the process.
The
woman, yes, all she need is your name and your Social Security and your date of birth. To file, that means to put in an application, to petition the court to allow you to be on child support. Now, here's the part that most people don't tell that happens. You have to get served. Someone will come to you and subpoena you, stating, this woman has decided to put you on child support. You need to show up for mediation. You don't go to court just yet. They try to settle things in the office before they take you to court. See, these fathers are not telling everything. You see what I'm saying? You have to go into the child support office. They try to do a mediation so it won't get to court. The only time it gets to court is that's when you and the mother cannot come to an agreement on what the child support order should be and what it should consist of.
Then the court's got to step in.
Then the courts will come in, and you go before a judge.
I think where everybody got this from, you's correct, and it's still kind of what everybody's saying. She can file to put you on child support. All she needs is your name and to start the process.
Exactly. That's all she needs. It's up to the father to show up.
But then it's going to be up to you to respond. You got to go to court. You got to go to mediation, like you said. If you don't show up to none of that,
then you automatically
out of luck.
You're going to be out of luck, but it's still a process because you have to show up to court. Now, if you're not showing up to court, you're not showing up to mediation, you're not showing up to nothing, then yes, they're going to automatically deem you as the father.
Got you.
Where me and men mess themselves up.
That's more information. That's a little deeper than what we only get the tip of the iceberg.
My point exactly.
You gave us more information on what it all takes for a man getting to have to pay child support.
Exactly. And then a lot of fathers want to look at it, you putting a white man in my life. You putting a white man in my life. To a certain extent, yes. But that's because you're choosing to not to do your obligation as the father and provider.
Okay, let me say this. I do agree with that. I feel like any set moment you go into a courtroom or petitioning me to go to a courtroom, you putting people in our business and our life that I wouldn't appreciate and I don't think would need to be.
But
if I'm present and active.
Have y'all had an agreement?
I have people giving me reasoning for somebody who is being active and
let's flip the script. If you are present and you active, right? Everything you have done for that child up until that point, if the mother chooses and wishes to put you on child support, is now considered a gift. You see what I'm saying? So if you've been providing for your child consistently for 5 years, and let's just say she is mad, right? For whatever obvious reason that is unknown to her. Now everything you have done for that child is now considered a gift. See, child support is a dual thing. You got to know how to work it. And it does.
All right, hold on.
To a point, it does benefit the
father. I don't want to cut you off. I'm gonna bring somebody in with you. I got another caller who kind of going against what you said.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm gonna add them in. Snoopy Norn, episode 14. We talking about child support. Why I put a present and active parent, father specifically, on child support? I got a call in right now. I got two callers coming in. We gonna talk about it. Before y'all get into what y'all saying, hold on, caller. Before you get into what you saying. I got a couple comments that I didn't read. On Facebook, Cheyenne said, child support doesn't make them be a parent. With or without child support, a parent has to use discretion on what works.
Back.
I got Josh saying, we all know child support has its pros and cons, but the abuse of it by bitter mothers is unforgivable. I agree with that. What we saying? That's all from Facebook. What we saying on Instagram? Instagram said, Camille on Instagram, child support also helps without having to ask the other parent for money or even talk about financials. I don't think that's the way you co-parent. Why would you want to not talk to the parent or ask or express what needs to be had? So if you get a situation where you don't even want to talk to the co-parent, that's a bad situation to begin with. Child support ain't the answer. It's deeper than that. Mary loves Mike on Instagram said if the dad don't show up, they will keep rescheduling.
That's
the court.
No,
she said it's pointless if the dad don't show up in court. All right, so we got Luke Nola on. What you got? What's your take on it, my boy?
I'm gonna speak on this. I'm a 16-year veteran of child support, which meaning that
how many years?
16 years I've been on child support. 16 years. I'm gonna say this. It's really like dancing with the devil. Mm-hmm. What mothers don't understand is, first of all, they get a commission of your money. They're not fighting for your kids. They fighting for their court costs. You want to pay court costs for 18 years, all right? Second thing is, women run the child support because they're still bitter. I don't care what you say. If any woman out here goes to child support, I don't never want to talk to you. You like, you're an enemy to me. On top of that,
she's an enemy of the state. Yeah. My boy said, if you ever put a man on child support, you're an enemy of the state to him. He don't want to talk to you.
Look at you, nothing. And then if you got a husband and he allowing you to move like that, you need to change your husband and your boyfriend, because a real man gonna tell you we ain't about to run behind no nigga behind no money. You hear me? We gonna get this out the mud. So look, with that being said, I've never been on the upside of child support. Even when you come in the door, you're considered guilty. When you come in that door, these people already signed your name, because I did my research. When you come in the door, these people already signed your name and put you in delinquent. You already delinquent when you come in the door. So as soon as a woman...
So you automatically, when you step in the building, you automatically delinquent on payment.
You're already delinquent on payment, because what they do is, and I hold my judge on here, because I got to go back to child support May 3rd. But look, when you when they get a lawyer that represents the state to come in there and sign and represent you, and he signed your name, or she signed your name. Hold on, it's music or something.
That's my key.
Oh, mute the phone for me right quick, love. I got to get this out, please. Thank you. All right, so look, they get somebody to come in there and sign your name, right? So by the time when the mama hit the button on the thing, you're already in a delinquent. They're going to act like they sent you all type of subpoenas, which they don't. They're going to act like they sent you a blood test for a subpoena, which they don't. It's only for them to benefit, and mothers are allowing these people to benefit off their back. You can't, like somebody said, you can't force a man to be a man. You can't, the court can't force a man to be a man. And 9 times out of 10, the mother is mad. Like I told my baby mama across from the DA, I said, you on a 14-year beef. This shit makes no sense to keep calling me and bringing me down here, which I got to go back May 3rd because he keeps trying to increase the money.
All right, it's my boy, I'm going to slow you down right quick. I see this one hit a nerve for you, my
this
boy. This one hit close to home for you.
Yeah, this one hit a nerve.
Hold on. All right, I got Taylor on Facebook. She said it's not mandatory that someone back pays.
No, it's not mandatory. You could ask. They will ask the mother, do you want back pay or not? And the reason why I say that, because they ask me the same thing, did I want a back pay? Yeah, so if your baby mother is already fueling, yeah, she's going to ask for that back pay. Up to 4 years, or depending on how the age of the child, they could go back, back pay as far as the date of birth.
Right, you're right. And how many mothers going to say, nah, I don't want that, them $20,000 you owe me?
I don't know. I actually deny it.
Josh on Facebook say, keep in mind, we speaking about present active fathers. If you two are separated and he's still being a great
man,
father.
I want to talk about that too with this. Check this out.
99%.
Check this out. Hold on.
We got Keisha. Keisha said it's not mandatory in the state of Oklahoma to automatically pay back pay.
All right, that's not Louisiana.
She said she didn't ask for back pay from her ex. All right, you didn't ask for back pay. Maybe you want to join in and tell us why you put your ex on child support.
Man, hold on.
I want to hear somebody who had
let me talk
who
about
had
the
man
father
who
part.
Had somebody on child support.
Hey, let me talk
who
about
has somebody on child support.
9 times out of 10, I'm gonna say 8 times out of 10, a man that ain't active is because he's just forced to be pushed away by these mothers. These mothers really need to, that's the ones they need to put on psychiatric health and see what's going on with these women. They
not
psychiatric. Man, they are screwed. They are.
My boy said y'all need to be getting a check on the first and 15.
I hope my baby mama looking. When COVID came out, I was hoping she was one of the ones that catching it and just check the fuck out. I'm going to be honest with you. Make sure you run that shit all the time, nigga. You hear me? When you do your little, run that shit. I can't stand that motherfucker. Man, I really, this shit make, child support make me angry,
all right.
Dog.
Hold on. Keisha on Facebook, she said her ex-husband is an alcoholic. Is that why you put him on child support, or are you just saying you're alcoholic?
That's his personal life.
What that have to do with putting him on child support?
They stupid.
All right, y'all.
Don't take me down. I ain't done with this shit. Okay, I got some shit to get off my chest.
We had that much time for you.
Let me just say this for all the men. All the men. Just one thing. I want to send out a public service announcement.
Get your last piece in.
If you sit in bed with a woman and she's talking about how much she's going to rent the child support, she's trying to off that nigga head, leave her alone because she's going to do you the same shit when y'all done. Look at the woman right here to the right. She can't wait.
You.
You.
Oh, no. You. Let me tell you, sweetheart, I got 5 kids. I got 5.
He dragging around the kids. See, that don't make no sense. That's his personal business.
Hold on, stop. If somebody drinking around their children, if you don't agree with around your children, you don't agree with that. Okay, I understand that. You feel he shouldn't drink around the children. Hold on. I'm about to hang you up. You keep talking
hang
over me.
Hang me up, nigga, because I'm angry. Hang me up.
I have to hang you up. You keep talking over
me.
We need you to count to 10, bro. We need you to count to 10.
He's doing something that you don't agree with and you think is not beneficial to the child. That ain't a reason for child support. You don't put him on child support because he drinking around the children or he not doing what you think he should be doing around the children. That ain't what child support is for. If that's the reason for putting a man on child support, you need to reevaluate shit.
That's her reason, though, and they not going to argue with her on that. Real shit.
So you saying that's one of your reasons for putting him on child support? Because he drank around the children?
Nigga, I got to put him on child support because I ain't going to split my fucking hamburger with her. And she been on that shit ever since. I ain't never want to tell nobody.
Man, let me get this man off my life, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all.
But I will say, before I get off the phone, because I have to get my kids ready for their bedtime, because I believe in my kids being on schedule. As an active father or non-active father, when you are place on child support, please, and I put emphasis on the please, read your child support order, because a lot of you don't actually know. Okay. Y'all actually have rights in your child support order, and if the mother does not oblige to your order, you as the non-custodial parent can take her back to court.
That's the whole problem with child support and men with child support. Y'all women don't mind going to court. Going down there and filing paperwork and this, that. Men do not want to take the time and the effort to put you on some paper, to go down to a courtroom, to go back and forth. That shit not that important to us. It's not that deep to us. We don't want to deal with the hassle of trying to put y'all on child support. That's why a lot of women ain't on child support. Somebody made that comment earlier.
Right.
Men don't go and put women on child support. We don't do it because it ain't worth it. What do I even kill myself and stress myself out for taking you back and forth to court because you don't want to do what you're supposed to do as a parent? If you don't want to do what you're supposed to do as a parent, good riddance, nice knowing you, and we're going
to
handle
it. Well, that's to each his own.
I ain't got time to be going back and forth down there to court.
Hey, your baby daddy on child support?
Yes.
That's most men.
Yes.
For both kids?
I have 5.
Oh shit!
And yes,
you got 5 kids.
Come on, bro.
You got 5 kids. How many? All the same dad, different dad.
I get my child support paid through that nigga.
And yes, all of my kids' father are on child support, and they have a great.
God damn.
And they have a great.
God damn! You got 5. Hold on, wait. How many baby dads you got?
3. 3. And all.
You got 3 motherfuckers on child support. Ain't none of them doing what they're supposed to do.
Let me explain the situation. What?
You got 5 children, 3 baby daddies. All 3 of them men on child support.
Yes.
Now one of them is doing what they're supposed to do with the job.
Let's clarify something up. Hold up. Let's clarify something. My oldest.
My oldest,
his father never done right. He's just now starting to do right. But guess what? He still don't pay his child support order, and he's in the back hole.
So why you don't forgive him for that?
Because you're only doing 3 times out of the year, back to school, birthday.
I just want to stop you. That's what I understand about people. That's like a drug addict, right? If he say, well, Sunday my last time on drugs. Monday gonna be my new beginning. He got 50 more Mondays in front of him.
No.
You gotta give a person a chance to change.
No, I have given him a chance to change. The child is now 16.
But you just
he been on child support since the child was born. So how
hold on, y'all. I got
how much more you want me to
I got comments. I got comments. Hey, I got Josh on Facebook say five kids, three baby daddies. We know this story. She's the problem.
That nigga said you the problem.
No, I'm not the problem. My second child's father, he told me to put him on child support. This is what he
with that problem.
What problem? We co-parent just fine. I have actually no problem.
Why do you have all three? Why are all three on child support?
I already told you about the first one. I told you about
the
first one.
None of the three doing what they're supposed to do?
First one, he gets them, but he's not an involved parent. My child is 16. My son have expenses that I still have to pay out of my pocket. I'm working overtime. I'm picking up extra shifts to maintain. That's just for one kid. The other ones, they child support, yes, they get child support, but guess what? Their child support goes towards their daycare. So guess what?
But I'm asking, what made you have to put all three on child support? You said one's 16, so they older now.
No, I when have babies. Younger. I still have babies. I have a 16, an 8, a 5, so what and made 3-year-old you put the, twin.
You got 3-year-old yes. twins, and you said a 5-year-old?
Huh?
All right.
What?
And you said a 5-year-old?
A 5-year-old.
All right.
My dad three so what the made same
you,
father.
What made hold on, wait. What made you put those two daddies on child support? They still babies. So three what made you how soon did you put them on child support and what made you
put him on child support until after a year? Because in that year
that's the one you say it wasn't doing what
you
needed
to do. No, that's my oldest. This one I tried to work with him and tried. He felt like giving me $190 was sufficient enough for three kids. What am I going
that's all to he do got.
With 100? No, that is not, no, no. Because we was together for 6 years. So I know what his income was. You working out of town. So you was producing the money. The fact that you told me how much you was bringing in and you telling me this is what you going to give me and expect for me to be okay with what you give me. And saying this is the scratch that I choose to give you because he was bitter.
I got one question.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Are you filing the taxes every year on the kids?
He carries two of the kids. What are you talking about? He carries two of our kids.
Shit, y'all got one.
Hit that ball with a hot gotcha. She hit that ball with a gotcha.
She got five. I can have one.
And because we were together for 6 years, I was with that man. I helped build him up to be the man that he is. That's why he's able to do what he do.
But listen. That sound like the bitterness coming out.
The bitterness because I chose to walk away. The thing was, we had issues in our relationship that could not get addressed. Listen, because when I say there's really no bitterness, I wish that man all the happiness in the world. And I mean that with all sincerity in my heart. Because guess what? Out of it, we produced three beautiful kids.
Instagram said that man has more than $190 for three kids.
So my whole thing was, my whole thing was with him. You worrying about what my other kids' father is doing, but you need to worry about what you need to do for your children.
But let me ask you this. So you build niggas up and let them go?
No, I didn't build him up to let them go. We had problems. They could not.
If you doing that shit, what's up?
You trying to get built up, my boy?
And that was the problem.
We made a house a home.
We was a blended family. We was together for 6 years.
Shit.
The issue was we had issues that could not get resolved that he did not see that was a problem in our relationship. So when you cannot see that there was problems in your relationship, and I'm trying, and I'm trying, and I'm trying, and I'm trying, because honestly, that was
my girl said she all tried out.
She tried out. She tried again.
She's sick of time trying. She all tried out.
But my whole thing was, I really was in love with my last kid's father. That was supposed to be my forever. But it didn't work out that way.
I appreciate y'all calling in. But y'all made good points on both sides of the coin.
But like I said, before you go,
This ain't even my show no more, y'all.
Read your child support order.
This ain't even Snoopy no, Dogg no more, y'all. They took over the platform.
Y'all just need to read y'all child support orders because honestly, I knew the child support right.
Shit was going to. I knew the child support shit was different.
I'm gonna be honest. If you choose not to read your order, that's on you, sweetheart. Because it really does protect you. Because you, all you gotta do is sit there and say, if that's that child support order, so you're supposed to get them kids every other weekend, and she keep coming up with an excuse when it's time for you to get your kids.
Nigga said, baby mamas be knowing.
Yeah, nigga, hey, because I want to know what state you in, because what state you in, because in Louisiana, you got to go to a whole nother court for the visitation, and they want to do an evaluation on you.
I'm in the state of Texas.
On your own child. You where you at?
I'm in the state of Texas.
See, I need to move my shit to Texas. You ain't letting you see the kid and fan. Louisiana, it's two different courts.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend who has that same thing.
His baby mother. Support club.
They got a child support group chat.
Why you moved to Houston? I said because I wanted a different beginning. She said that's not a good enough excuse.
Oh, she just don't like your ways.
That bitch black.
All right, man. Black. I'm about to nigga. All right, y'all.
Don't take us off. I'm trying to get it.
Good night. I appreciate y'all calling in. I gotta get back to my points. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Y'all stay tuned and don't go. We ain't going nowhere. Oh man, they took over Snoopy North for a hot minute. Snoopy, on episode 14, we talking about why I put a president active daddy on child support. They had all type of reasons why they on child support, why they put men on child support. She got 5 children, 3 baby daddies, and all 3 of her baby daddies on child support. She getting paid, nigga. She's getting paid, nigga. Fuck anything. Fuck what Snoop talking about. She don't give a goddamn what Snoop know or what Snoop talking about, nigga. She cashing checks. Cashing checks, nigga. Y'all niggas better be safe out here. They is putting y'all on child support left and right, nigga. 3 baby daddies on child support. God damn. I need me one of them. Shit. But anyway, man, back to what we talking about, dude. If a man president active, I saw somebody saying, what's the difference between paying child support and putting it, you know, giving it to your baby mama or whatever. First of all, if I'm an active and present parent, I don't need to put no money in your hand. I don't need to give my baby mama no money. If I'm active and present, I'm taking care of what needs to be taken care of. I'm paying for whatever needs to be paid for, whether it's class trips, whether it's daycare, whether it's whatever. I can put money in your hand. I can give you, hey, here, X amount of dollars. I could do that if that's what I choose to do. But I also can say, just send me the bill. Send me the bill. I'm going to pay what needs to be paid. I'm going to send you X amount of money for diapers every month. I'm going to send you X amount of money for food every month. I don't need to have you tell me how much money I need to send you or give you. I could go buy diapers and bring it to you. I could go buy formula and bring it to you. I could go buy clothes and bring it to you. I could buy clothes and have at my house. I don't have to give you said money in your hand. That's what a lot of women ain't understand. They want this money in their hand. Child support is not an extra income, ladies. If you use a child support as extra income, you wrong. You in the wrong. Ain't no way around it. You in the wrong. Child support is not extra income. A present and active daddy, I'm going to take care of everything. Oh, he needs some clothes. He needs some shoes. I got it. I don't have to give you the money. I could go get it. If I choose to give you the money, that's cool. Quite frankly, on Instagram, I say, but what if I want to pick my own child clothes? See, this is what y'all women problem is. What do you mean your own child clothes? It's not just your child. What if he want to pick his child clothes? I'm pretty sure you already done picked some clothes. So if he got to go buy some clothes, what's wrong with him picking clothes? What make women think, my child, my child, my child? What make you think you the only parent of this child? What if I want to pick my child clothes? Okay, good for you. that's what you want to do. But I'm picking these clothes. These are clothes I'm picking. You might want to pick some clothes, but these are clothes I'm picking. I'm going to the store. I'm going to Carter's. I'm going to wherever. I'm buying these clothes. These clothes I'm picking. You ain't got nothing to do with it. See, that's the problem with these mothers. Y'all feel like y'all supposed to have a say and a hand in everything. It ain't just your child, babe. I like to buy my child's clothes and shoes. Okay, that's cool. That's cool that that's what you like to do. Okay. That's me as a baby dad. I like to buy my child baby clothes and shoes. Okay. Okay. And what does that have to do with me? I ain't got to argue with you nothing. I'm okay. I'm going to get his shit and I'll bring it back to you. I'm going to keep his clothes at my house. The stuff that I'm buying, I'm keeping it at my house. Okay. Who cares what you like to do at the end of the day? If we ain't together, who cares what you like to do? What you like to do for your child? That ain't my problem. Who cares? That's what you got your money for, to go buy the clothes that you want to pick out for them. And if the money that I'm spending on the clothes, I'm going to pick the clothes that I want them to have on or her to have. Y'all women selfish. Child support comes down to selfishness. If an active and present parent doing this thing and you still put them on child support, it's selfish. Just like quite frankly said, she want to pick her child clothes. That's selfish as hell. Let me read some comments on Instagram. Keisha said, I could only speak on my situation. I offered that to my ex-husband and he didn't want to co-parent. In those situations, I agree. Nothing you can do about it. Josh said, I hate to say this, but child support is cultural and for the last 30 years. See, I haven't dig into the numbers to see, you know, what race of people is mainly on child support, what gender is mainly on child support. So I can't say if it's cultural or not, but for sure, we talk about it the most. We for sure talk about it the most. Maybe it might not be just to our culture. It may be other people that's on this and going through this and doing the same thing. But for sure, we the ones who we weaponize child support. Number one, is a weapon in our community and in our culture. And we speak on it the most, for sure. Nani on Facebook said, I wish my daughter's dad would just pay the bill. The child support ain't meeting her needs. That's another thing. So let's get into, I'm going to come back to that comment. I like that comment. Quite frankly said, you'd be surprised how many Caucasians on child support. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, I would imagine that there's a lot of people on child support. But we just talk about it the most. We weaponize it. We demonize it the most. But that's just us people as a culture. We talk about everything the most. We make everything a hot topic. That's just us. But like Nani said, she wish her baby daddy would just pay the bill because child support ain't mean to need it. Listen, ladies, don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. If you put a man on child support that's active and present in the child life, and your child support, he only got to pay $300-$400 child support, you're playing yourself. Because now, that's all you're getting, $300-$400 for me. I'm paying what the courts, what you brought me to court to say I got to pay, $400, $500, that's all you're getting. Whereas if I was active and present in my child's life, I'm spending that. I can spend that on a weekend. I can spend that in a week. I can spend that on a trip we take. And just still double back and paying more. So you playing yourself. If you got an active and present parent who already spending top dollar or spending needs or paying daycare or paying half of daycare or buying clothes, providing food, and then you want to go put them on child support, you're playing yourself. Because that's it. The buck stop at where the child support, where the white folks told you in court, that's what I got to pay. That's where the buck stop for you. Don't look for me for birthday parties. You need extra money to da-da-da. None of that. None of that. You just played yourself. Because I was doing more than your little $300-$500 that the court say I got to pay. But you being greedy and spiteful, whatever the case is, now you just lost out on a man that's willing and doing everything he's supposed to do. Because you trying to be either bitter, spiteful, whatever the case may be. Cheyenne, I can't see. You are speaking from a real man perspective. Some men do not think that way. Hey, I say that all the time on here. When I say men, I'm not talking about the little knucklehead dummies. I'm talking about men. I'm talking about real leaders. I'm talking about real head of household. I'm talking about men who actually get things done, get things taken care of, dependable people. When I say men, I'm talking about grown men, responsible, respectable, head of household, decision-making men. I'm not talking about little knucklehead niggas running around that you gotta call and keep telling and keep notifying that your child needs this, that, and the other. That's not who I'm talking about. So I appreciate you making that comment. So, Nani said some of you broads bird brains. I agree. Nani said the clothes, really? Women make a lot of things into something that ain't gotta be. That whole situation where I like to pick, I want to pick my own child clothes, that could turn into a drag out fight. Cause women are petty and bitter. You have a man who want to go buy his child clothes, but you making it an issue because you like to pick out your child clothes. Now, it's going to turn into a whole argument. It's going to turn into a whole fight. It's going to turn into you going to put them on child support. Because you're not getting what you think you want because how you feel. That's the wrong attitude to have. Nani on Instagram, on Facebook said, I got this, but you definitely ain't coming out free and footloose. Exactly. No, so this is what I'm saying. If I was in a situation where a woman wasn't doing what she was supposed to do, I'm not running behind her. I'm not taking you to court. I'm not filing paperwork. I'm not going down to court. I don't want to go to court. I'm going to get it where I live and figure the shit out on my own. But that's a man mentality. A woman mentality is not that. Just like you say, she's not about to struggle and you weren't about the man living free and I'm struggling. So she going to put you on child support. And if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to be on child support. So, that's cool. What else we got? What are the comments we got? Marvin said, who was his lawyer? Mine wasn't living like that. Oh, man. All right, I had a couple comments. Like I said, I had put this out for my cousins, and they had some comments. So let me see what they were saying. One of them said something about not child support, to get WIC or to get Medicaid. Put them in on child support to get WIC or Medicaid. Something of that nature. Listen, man. Women got to realize you can't have everything. You cannot have everything. You're going to sacrifice something. So maybe if you got a good man that's willing to do what he's supposed to do and take care of you, maybe you can't get the WIC. Like your girlfriend them getting the WIC and a block of cheese and evaporated milk and all that. Maybe you can't get that because they got a no good man, but you got a good man who's taking care of business and willing to pay for his child this, that, and the other without you having to kick his door in to do it. But you want to get the government assistance too for whatever reason. So now you go file paperwork. I guess they need to get his income. I don't know how that worked. I don't know what that was about. I'm just telling y'all what I was told. But you gonna go drag a man to court, go to paperwork, go to litigation, just so you could get some blocks of cheese and shit. You can't get everything you want. I think women want life to be too easy. Life ain't easy, man. And you're willing to make a man life hard so your life could be easy. That ain't cool. That ain't cool for the parent of your child. Fuck the man. Fuck him. But just think of your child. That's their daddy. You making their daddy life hard just so your life could be easy. That ain't life. Life ain't easy for nobody. And if you out here running around thinking you should find a way for life to be easy, somebody knock you upside the head because you ain't thinking right. Nani said on Facebook, that's a lie. I get WIC, Medicaid, and YAMS. Not putting my current baby daddy on no motherfucking child support. I wish I had Section 8, but my responsible ass bought a house. Congratulations on your being a homeowner. Tell us on Facebook said you don't have to request actual support for benefits, but an order has to be in place in Texas. Fuck them benefits. Fuck them benefits. What you need benefits for? Unless you actually need benefits. But if it's you and this man together, what you need benefits for? You looking for an easy route. You looking for a way to beat the system. I'm all for getting over on the system here and there, but not at the expense of putting my name on documentations. Don't put my name on no paperwork. I don't want my name on no paperwork. Don't bring me down to no courthouse. I don't want to be in no courthouse. I don't want to go downtown. I don't want to do none of that. And if I'm taking care of my business, if I'm paying my child bills, if I'm taking care of every extracurricular, if I'm meeting you halfway with this child, because let's not forget, it's a halfway thing. I'm not solely responsible for the child. You're not solely responsible for this child. This is supposed to be a halfway thing. This is both our child. This child is both our child. Now they on Facebook say the judicial system make me itch. That's what I'm saying. Men don't want to be in that situation. It seems like most women don't mind going through that. We don't want that. But then I had another cousin saying, even if they together, boyfriend and girlfriend, they're not married. If they boyfriend and girlfriend together, she put the man on child support. And that's for security for her. That's a smart move for her, she's saying. And I'm saying, no, it's not. First of all, you just open the door for conflict. If we together, we've been together, and now we had a baby, you gonna put me on child support? You ain't even allow me to be a daddy? You ain't allow me to perform how I'm supposed to perform as a daddy? And you just gonna put me on child support because it's, in your mind, the smart thing to do and the secure thing for you to do? You just open the room for conflict. Now I feel like, where your mind at? I feel like I can't trust you. She brought up the fact, child support, let's say y'all break up. The mama gotta pay rent. The mama gotta have food in the house. The mama gotta put gas in the car. Listen, if you got any man on child support and you think about putting a man on child support because you got rent that need to be paid, and you got to put gas in your car, that ain't got nothing to do with the child. Your rent, your gas don't have nothing to do with the child. You was going to have rent, and you was going to need gas money with or without a child. Now, yeah, you might have to go drop the child off at daycare, go a little bit out your way. Okay, that might be different. But in the grand scheme of things, just because you have a child don't mean now this man is responsible for helping you pay the rent because you got a child that's living in the house with you. You're going to have to pay rent regardless, my girl. You're going to have to pay rent regardless. You having a fucking baby does not mean now make me responsible for the roof over your head. Stop playing these childish games, man. Stop playing these games with people. And then we see y'all end up in the news, somebody clicked out and flashed out because y'all playing games with these people. That ain't what child support for. Child support is for when your child is not getting support. When your child don't have shoes or clothes, or other needs being met. Tuition, whatever it might be. It ain't because you don't like his baby mama. It ain't because little Ray Ray needed $400 and he gave you $260. If he gave you $260, he needed $400, you are the other parent. Bitch, you meet him halfway. That don't mean he got to pay all of that. You ain't paying all of it, but you want him to pay all of it. CNN on Facebook say, in the state of Tennessee, a man has no rights, even if his name is on the birth certificate. So some are on it for custody. Let me see what she's saying. And all financial reasons. Listen, man. I gotta get ready to get out of here. These are gonna be my closing thoughts. If you got a good man, or even if you don't, if you have a good man that's being a good man to your child, y'all may not be in a relationship together, but if he a good man to your child, he a good parent to your child, he taking care of what he can take care of, and it ain't your place to say what he can or can't. If he making an effort to take care of his child and do what he's supposed to do, there's no reason for you to have this man on child support. There's no reason for you to drag this man to court. There's no reason for you to put his name on any paperwork. There's no reason for y'all to go to mediation. If you have a present and active father and y'all sharing custody, the child is at your house X amount of days, the child is at his house X amount of days. There's no need for you to put the man on child support any more than this, he need to put you on child support. It ain't your prerogative to say you want to buy your own child clothes and this, that. That's okay. That ain't how this work do. So at the end of the day, if you got a good man that's spending his money, spending his time, putting in the effort, ain't no reason for you to put him on child support. You're going to lose an active parent. You're going to lose a good co-parent trying to be greedy or spiteful or trying to teach him a lesson. You're going to lose a good co-parent that you got to have around till at least your child is 18. If the child go to college, it's beyond that. Don't lose a good co-parent. Don't ruin a good thing because you see everybody else doing it or you think you could go to the courthouse and they're going to stick it to him or you're going to make him mad. Are you going to show him that his check's going to be getting garnished because he didn't give you the said amount that you asked for? Just don't be stupid. Don't play yourself. Save yourself some drama. Save some arguments. Save some conflict. Come together and do what y'all need to do for the child or children. That's my thoughts on the night. Episode 14, Snoopy Knowing Why I Put a Good Active and Present Daddy on Child Support. The answer is you shouldn't. And if you did and have, you need to go take him off. And if you're trying to do it, you need to reevaluate what you're doing. Because Snoop said it. Because Snoop be knowing. Good night, everybody. See y'all next week, Monday at 8. We're going to get off this drama next week. I'm going to take it a little light next week. But I appreciate everybody who watched. I appreciate everybody joining in, man. Good night, everybody.